He got a strong arm. He's a big guy. Got a strong arm. Knows where to go with the football, and he gets rid of the football fast as well. You know, he has been sacked a little bit, but you know, those are longer down situations. But he's very decisive with the football. Gets rid of it. And he's got a cannon. So he's got all the qualities you want in your quarterback.
Well, whenever you're throwing the ball for 300 yards, you're throwing the ball a lot. And when you're throwing the ball like that, there's gonna be opportunities for defensively for us to take the ball away. We have to get to the quarterback. We got to get to the quarterback, you know, and we have to be disciplined in the back seven.
I don't know. You know, like I said, he's a good receiver. You know, you get him matched up one-on-one versus a backer or anyone with outside leverage is going to run away from him. They had a lot of play action, a lot of rollouts and stuff, and he just got open. I think he caught 7 balls in the first 10 plays or something like that, or 12 plays. Looked like a bunch on film, but I don't know why some games are different than others. He's fast, really fast. He's not as big as Steven. Not many guys are. But he's a good changeup for him. You know, he gets back there, gets downhill in a hurry, good on the tosses, catches the ball well. But Steven's the guy that makes them go. You know, we'll rally to the if Richardson breaks one, hopefully we'll rally to him. But Steven's a monster.
I'm pleased. I mean, you know, we have a lot of things a lot of positives to take from our first 2 weeks, and you know, pass rush is one of them. You know, I know you guys see Henry Melton showing up a lot. Pep, Izzy, all those guys. And I think they're going to be key to our success.
Well, he's young, you know. He's explosive. You know, he's always in the backfield. I think he'll do a good job. You know, we rotate so many guys up front. I mean, I like to say he's going to be great all season long. But, you know, hopefully he stays healthy and keeps doing what he's doing. He's a good football player and just creates havoc in the backfield. Unbelievable. I know. All the guys on our defense, Pep's playing well. Tim's doing really well. You know, he had a great spring. He had a great camp, great training camp, and it's just carried it over into the season. He's playing well. I don't know how old he is or how young he is, but he's playing well. You know, he's going to get the football. The thing about him is he tackles. You know, people don't give him enough credit. Maybe they do now, watching him tackle last week. You know, he'll put his head in there. He's not a big guy, but he'll definitely he'll bring you down. I didn't pay attention to locally or nationally. Everyone was asking me about it, but I still haven't seen what happened, and I don't really care what happened. You know, whatever happened, it's over with now. We've moved on. It doesn't seem to be an issue. Someone told me there was a mutiny against Jay in our locker room. If there was, I didn't know about it. You know, I guess we're supposed to be mad at him. But things happen on the sideline. You know, it's just the way it goes. People get mad, and I've gotten spats with coaches, players as well. It happens. It's just going to happen in the NFL. I just think we have the right attitude. Our coach – Coach Smith makes us have the right attitude about it. You know, it's a work week for us. We got our butts kicked. We know that, but we got to come back this week. Everyone in our division is 1-1, so that's a good thing. We're not too far behind anyone. Just, you know, it's not as bad as you think it is, and it's not as good as you think it is. That's just the way it is. You know, it's early in the season, but for some reason we played well after. When we have our backs up against the wall, we play better. We should play like that every week, though. Like we have a problem every week.